Hollybrook.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Radio Hollybrook. Today's daily chat will be about the important issues of young carers. Young carers are young people who look after a member of their family who can't care for themselves. People might need looking after because they are sick, have disability, have mental health issues, and misusing drugs or alcohol. Today we have in the studio Scott Gibson, who is a young carer. Hi Scott.
Hi, how you doing?
All right. And Kevin Daly from Glasgow South East Care Centre. How are you both?
Yeah, feeling really good, Shannon. Good. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm right. I'm glad you could both join us today in the Radio Hollybrook station. I hope you have been both looked after by a team.
Yeah, the coffee was nice and the biscuits as well. Better than my granny.
Okay, I was sat with you, Scott. Is that all right?
Yes, that's okay.
Okay. Our listeners may or may not know what a young carer does. Can you tell us what average day is like for you?
I guess let's start with a little bit about me. My name is Scott and I am 15 years old. My mum is an alcoholic. I live with my mum and my little brother who is 8 years old, which is very difficult. So my day begins with getting up nice and early with my little brother, making sure he is dressed, has all he needs and is ready for school. I make sure he crosses the road safely. After I'm sure my wee brother is off safely, I wake my mum up and help her get dressed. After that, I pop upstairs and get dressed myself. If my mum's feeling low or having a bad day, I stay at home. I love going to school, but it's hard being out of the house because I worry the whole time I am there, thinking about my mum and whether she's safe. If I don't go to school because my mum isn't well, I take the chance to tidy up and do any job around the house.
Do you do a lot of jobs in the house?
Hoovering and walking the dog.
Alright, I'm just asking.
Okay, thanks anyway.
No problem.
If my mum is up in her room on her own, I go upstairs and sit with her.
Go.
I love cooking. I'll be looking through the fridge and cupboards to find a meal to put together, making sure everyone will enjoy it, which is difficult because my wee brother is really fussy.
What's your favourite meal to cook?
Oh, spaghetti bolognese.
Okay. I like spaghetti.
Well, that's brilliant. That means I get to come round and cook some for you.
Yeah.
My evening normally starts with me entertaining my wee brother. On Tuesdays and Tuesday evenings, I go to the Glasgow South East Carers Centre, which I love to pieces. It's really the one evening I have for myself when I can relax and have a laugh.
Have you met any great mates there?
I have also made some great mates there. People are in the same situation as well, yeah.
Okay.
I think the most difficult thing about being a young carer is the worry that you can constantly walk around with and are always feeling tired. I've been taking care of my mum and family since I was a wee boy, but I didn't actually know I was a young carer until a few years ago when I found out about the Young Carers Project and started getting supported there. It's hard being a young carer, but I wouldn't swap it for anything. I love my mum and my wee brother, and I would do anything for them.
You do a remarkable job, Scott.
Thank you. I think most people would help their mum or dad if they're not well.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that with us here in the studio, and also with our listener, Scott.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
No problem. You are truly an inspirational young man. I have some very interesting facts for you. 51% of young carers in Glasgow say it makes them feel good to help.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
26% have said that caring makes them feel tired.
Well, that's true, that.
33% believe that they have learned new skills because of caring.
Yeah, Yeah, that's what I've done.
21% of young carers have said it makes them feel anxious, and 17% also stated that being a young carer helps to organise their time. 3 in 10 carers, which is 31%, stated that no one knew about their caring responsibilities.
Yeah, that's sometimes happened to me as well, yeah. And I didn't tell anyone about it because I got embarrassed.
Alright, well, thank you for letting me talking to you today.
Okay.
I'm going to start with you, Kevin, is that alright?
Yep, sure.
Can you tell us what you do at the Southeast Care Centre?
Yeah, I'm actually the Young Carers Development Worker at Glasgow Southeast Care Centre.
Yeah.
Now, my job entails many different facets in supporting young carers. A big part of my job is actually raising awareness about young carers, because a lot of carers don't actually know that they are carers. And that's not even including young carers, that's even older carers, you know, maybe carers in their 60s and their 70s.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't realise that, you know, that they've been a carer for maybe even their whole life, it could be. So it's very important for, in my position and my colleagues as well, to raise awareness about carers in general.
How are the young carers like just now? How are they?
The young carers, there's a lot more awareness, I feel, about young carers now in Glasgow and beyond, but I think there's always, you know, room for improvement, and that's what we strive to do. There's, again, kind of like I said previously, more young carers, I think, especially in schools, where, you know, we can hope that, you know, that we can help identify young carers.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good work being done in the schools, and hopefully that's going to continue.
All right. Do the young carers do at the centre?
Well, we've done various things. I've been in post for just under a year and a half now, and we've done a range of kind of activities, from cooking to kind of first aid. What we try to do is we like to do programmes that, you know, not only are going to be fun for young carers to do, but it's also important life skills as well. And with the new the Young Carers Partnership coming through in Glasgow, we're going to be looking more at kind of the family approach, where we're kind of looking at the whole family rather than just the young carer, just to help improve any issues that are there.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks, Scott.
That's great, Shannon. Thanks very much for having me.
You're welcome, Shannon.
Radio Hollybrook.